Thanks for joining us today. I'm Colette Phelps, and I'm with the University of Idaho Extension, and I'm joined by Jenny Ford, who is the director of the Moscow Chamber of Commerce, where we're hosting our market side chats for the Moscow Farmers Market. So thanks for joining us, Jenny.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So to start off, when I say Moscow Farmers Market, what are the first words that come to mind?
The first thing I think of with the farmers market is fresh. I think of agricultural produce. I think of our amazing region and what is grown around us. And we have the privilege of seeing that in multiple different vendors all across Main Street and Second Street. The City of Moscow Farmers Market is a true feather in their cap. And I'm glad that we can provide that platform right in the middle of our dynamic downtown.
That's awesome. So talk a little bit more about like the platform in the middle of dynamic downtown.
Sure. So I've been in Moscow. I've lived here the last 21 years now. So I got my undergrad and master's at the U of I. And then I did go to elementary school here. And I've seen how the farmers market has pivoted over the years and over time. The grassroots effort to start the farmers market was and is remarkable that it's continued in its state. I've seen it in different locations. For those that don't know, the farmers market wasn't always on our main street in our downtown core. It was in a parking lot that runs parallel to Main Street, next to a very busy thoroughfare on a street called Jackson. And since it's moved to Main Street, I feel like the way that folks view the farmers market, the lens that they see the farmers market now, is so different. It's elevated commerce in downtown, as well as provided a platform for individuals, crafters, ag producers to elevate their industry in a community that really does believe in buying local. Not only does the community believe in supporting our local purveyors, but the individuals that are visiting and coming to town, which include parents, which include folks coming to football games, but it's not all university-centric. There are so many industries here that we're so lucky to have, like these amazing headquarters of NRS, this incredible global rec industry, MZ, Alturas, Anatech, these amazing entrepreneurs that decided to put the stake in the ground here in Moscow, Idaho, and thank goodness that they did. But those individuals choose this location because of the quality of life that Moscow provides. And the farmers market is a huge asset to that quality of life.
I totally agree. The farmers market is a huge asset to our quality of life in the 25 plus years that mm-hmm. I've been here. And, you know, I also really can see what you're saying about that jump from the Jackson Street parking lot mm-hmm. into Main Street and how the character of the market has changed. And mm-hmm. I feel like it has really grounded the downtown mm-hmm. corridor in a way that it hadn't before that.
Right.
And, you know, when I think about Moscow's community, definitely the farmers market comes to mind. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, like, when you think about, like, the community of Moscow, how do you describe Moscow as a whole mm-hmm. and then the place of the market within that whole?
That's a really good question. When I'm describing Moscow as a whole, Moscow's this brain trust of culture that includes art and theater and includes amazing culinarians, amazing liquid options too, all the way from craft brewers to the wine industry. We have so much choice in an arena, in a community that's truly considered rural still, and fairly small compared to other areas. And we have access to urban amenities that I don't think a lot of rural communities have access to. The elevation of supporting our ag producers through our local chefs is an amazing storyline. There are two chefs in particular in our community, George Scandalous, co-owner with Carly Lilly of Sangria Grill, and Myelina, the Moscow Hotel and the Garden Lounge, who filter hundreds of thousands of dollars through our farmers market every summer in order to make sure that they're elevating small ag producers. And it's not even necessarily that they're within Latah County. They could be coming in within that 200-mile radius. But that's important to George and Carly, that they're providing that sort of local option for individuals in our community. To have a successful restaurant, a fine dining restaurant like they have in a community like ours is, and this is probably stating the obvious, but it's much harder to have a successful restaurant like that in a community of our size in rural Idaho than it would be for them to be in Boise or Bellingham or any, honestly, anywhere else that has more additional income to go and spend eating out. And they've been able to sustain like two incredibly successful restaurants based on the story that they provide through the locally sourcing of the majority of their products. So I think that the not only does our community members support those areas of commerce that want to elevate our ag industry, but they also filter their funds into our farmers market, but also into the creatures and the characters in our community that make that a priority as well. And so that storyline is resonated and is a ripple effect all throughout Moscow and also in Pullman. I think we have a extreme sense of community here, and folks seek Moscow out. Not only because of the social engagement, the civic engagement that we have, but because we have something truly magical here. And the farmers market provides a platform not only for individuals and families to understand where their products come from and how the industry actually works. They gain access to higher education institutions like the University of Idaho. The College of Agricultural and Life Sciences has a tent every Saturday in the farmers market. It's a huge commitment, and they do a summer of science. They do these amazing programs to assist youth in understanding the big picture, the 1,000-foot level of how they can eat and how they can eat well and be healthy and be well. And I think that entire integration of the business community, the university, as well as our general population creates this just, well, for lack of using a new word, but creates this magical place to live.
And, you know, this magical place to live, I know that you also, in addition to the Chamber of Commerce, are the Visitor Center. Mm-hmm. So what is it that you hear from visitors about Moscow and about the market?
Sure. That's a great question. So we have, in general, for the last year, our Visitor Center's hours were only Monday through Friday. Based on the work that Steve Peterson and Colette Phelps did through the Rapid Market Assessment, the amount of folks that are coming through our farmers market was a real missed opportunity on the weekends. And so the Visitor Center is now open on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We may adjust those hours, increase them if we see the need for that for folks wanting to come later in the day. But based on the Visitor Centers being open on Saturday, we see an entirely different population that isn't available Monday through Friday to come to our office. We are, the Visitor Center is a resource for tourists, for visitors, for families, even you know, folks that live here, but really it's for the folks that are coming in new to our community. And it really behooved us to not be a resource for those individuals on Saturdays. And so with having our doors open, we've seen a unique group of visitors. We see we do see a lot of families coming in, grandparents that are visiting, or they're giving their kiddos a much needed break from their kids, and so they're coming in with their grandkids. And it's fascinating to see youth explain to their nuclear family, they talk about the town in a way that we don't talk about the town. It's a very different lens than what we see. And these kiddos are huge cheerleaders for Moscow. And you know how great it is, but then when you hear it from a different age range, you're reminded of how lovely it is. There are a handful of conferences that take place here. A large industry across the border in Pullman, Schweitzer Engineering Laboratories, has manufacturing conferences as well as supplier conferences every year, and they're building a new 80,000 square foot event center. And a lot of the individuals that are coming to that particular conference, they choose to actually stay in our area. They've been to our area previously. It's usually the one of the few times that they're in the Palouse, and they choose to stay at a hotel on the Idaho side of the border because they like their experience here. That is not to say that their experience isn't good over in Pullman, but it's different. And the kindness that these visitors receive from not only folks that work here at the chamber, but also from the community as a whole, gives this these groups of folks coming in here a really unique customer service experience that they may not have in their own community. You know, I have the privilege of being able to travel a little bit, and when you're in different states and different communities, small or large, you're really reminded how Moscow has the things that someone that would want to relocate would want to have, no matter what age range you are. And so that includes like exceptional healthcare, access to exceptional healthcare, access to culture, so that's theater, throughout both departments, but also through the local community theaters. They provide a lot of resources for people. Also through choice, through food, and you know, even retail. Retail is probably the one most lacking. But there's a whole plethora of needs that are met in a community that still feels like you're living in a small town. I think that's really special.
I would agree. And I think, you know, we are a relatively small town. Mm-hmm. How many people are in Moscow?
About 26,000.
About 26,000. And so that's pretty much an opportunity to see somebody you know on the street corner almost every day.
Absolutely. Some people think they're surprised there's that many people that live here. You know, but...
Well, where would you imagine the Moscow Farmers Market to be in the next 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, I definitely see the Farmers Market continuing to be in the downtown core. I don't think that I can't imagine it anywhere else, and I can't imagine it being as successful it is anywhere else. I imagine it expanding. I think that the actual blueprint of the farmers market is so lovely. I mean, it's a wide enough like space and girth that you're not feeling crowded, that you can have social experiences, but at the same time, the vendors have their own space. I do think that our farmers market is becoming so well known that we are going to have additional interest, and that's just going to continue to increase over time. And I think that the city of Moscow has done an exceptional job of hiring the leadership that they have in their farmers market manager, and I think that she is on a path to continue to elevate the market. Things that I think about from the commerce perspective is, you know, the actual geographical layout of the market and how can we assist our brick and mortars. And so this like total pie in the sky concept is to have the vendors like in the middle of Main Street rather than near the sidewalk area. And so that folks are not only experiencing and purchasing items from the vendors, but then they're also seeing the brick and mortars on the exterior of the market that they may not see if they're truly going through the path of the farmers market. That would, in order for that to work, there need to be some city infrastructure, which is always the case, right? Where it would be fantastic if we had no curb cuts amongst our downtown, if we had just a beautiful landscape of an arena that was flat and accessible for strollers, bikes, elderly, persons with disabilities, that it was safe for them to maneuver in the market looking like that. Because right now, it's not safe. It wouldn't be a safe move by any means. And having an area, the other thing I see happening with the market potentially is that we would have a blueprint of our downtown that wasn't accessible to vehicles. And so then we could expand our market to not just a Saturday, but if we wanted to do an alternative weekday of the market in a smaller capacity that wasn't so time consuming for all the characters in play, vendors, city staff, but an alternative market during the week, having a downtown that you didn't have to worry about closing down the streets and getting vehicles off of would make it much simpler in order to make that be a reality. And so that's what I hope. I would love to have my storefront that's on the middle of downtown, and I only see bikes and strollers and runners and pedestrians in general. And there's lots of access to other parking that people can still come to our facility. I don't think that would be a detriment to people coming to us. I think it would really elevate the actual storefronts that are downtown.
Well, I
kind of
went
around your question. I went to a really deep dive of city stuff. Maybe not necessarily, but that's what I would love to see happen.
Well, so. No, I think that's a great deep dive, yeah. Because our market is supported by our city, and like mm-hmm. you said, like we have had to have a lot of city infrastructure in place to even move it out of Jackson Street
yep.
into downtown mm-hmm. to put in the bathrooms. Earlier today, somebody was talking about when the playground went in Friendship Square, and mm-hmm. so we had this little park, and
yep.
so this is really like a collaboration between
mm-hmm.
the city and all this visioning.
Yep.
So I really appreciate your sharing,
sure.
like how the market connects to the chamber and your vision
mm-hmm.
for the future, and you know it'll be fun to look back in 20
well.
Years and see how this story relates to what we have.
Oh, I know, and. I'm glad you brought up Friendship Square, because Friendship Square to me is like the epitome of what Moscow has and has always been. Like it's a place to connect, and it's truly at the heart of our farmers market. And so it just makes sense that it wouldn't go anywhere else.
I agree. So maybe we should go get a picture in Friendship Square.
Sounds good. Sorry, I went really long, probably.